From endings to beginnings, trusting God in every season. As we stand on the threshold of a new year, it's natural to reflect on what's past and look forward to what lies ahead. This time of transition reminds us of the faithfulness of God, yesterday, today, and forever. Our focus today is on how we as believers can honour God as one year ends and another begins. Let's start by grounding our message in two key verses, Psalm 90 verse 12 and Proverbs 3 verse 6. Teach us to realise the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. These verses challenge us to live wisely and seek God's guidance as we move forward. I want us to explore three key principles for transitioning from one year to the next. Reflect on God's faithfulness. Renew your commitment to God. Rely on God's guidance. Reflect on God's faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends, His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness, His mercies begin afresh each morning. Lamentations was written during a time of national crisis and sorrow for Israel. Yet it contains this beautiful declaration of God's unchanging love and mercy. The Hebrew word for faithfulness conveys steadfastness and reliability. Despite the hardships faced by God's people, the prophet Jeremiah reminds us that God's mercies are renewed daily. In reflecting on the past year, we can see evidence of God's faithfulness in our own lives. Even in difficulties, His love sustains us. Psalm 103 verse 2 encourages us to let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. By taking time to reflect on how God has provided, protected, and guided us, we can face the future with confidence. Both keeping a journal or sharing testimonies of God's goodness are powerful ways to reflect on His faithfulness. If you think of a photo album filled with memories, each picture tells a story of moments, both joyful and challenging, where God was present. When we look back, it helps us to move forward with gratitude. The Christian author Anne Voskamp writes, "No matter the wreckage, the Lord is faithful. The sun rises and mercies are new every morning." Renew your commitment to God. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him." Paul's exhortation here calls us to offer our lives as a response to God's mercy. The Greek word for sacrifice refers to an offering given wholly to God. Unlike Old Testament sacrifices, which were external rituals, the Apostle Paul speaks of a living sacrifice, an ongoing daily act of worship. As one year ends and another begins, it's an opportunity to evaluate our spiritual walk and renew our commitment to God. Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14 reminds us, "I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." This doesn't mean we ignore the past, but rather that we let go of anything hindering our spiritual growth. Think about a runner shedding unnecessary weight to race more effectively. In the same way, we must release distractions and sin, dedicating ourselves fully to God. A.W. Tozer once said, "God is looking for those with whom He can do the impossible. What a pity that we plan only the things we can do by ourselves." Renewing our commitment means trusting God for greater things. Rely on God's guidance. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. This is a timeless call to trust God completely. The Hebrew word for trust implies a sense of security and reliance. To seek his will means to prioritize God's direction in every decision, trusting that he knows best. As we look to the new year, relying on God's guidance means praying for wisdom, studying his word, and listening for the Holy Spirit's leading. Psalm 37 verse 23 reminds us, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." God cares about every aspect of our journey. Trust in him requires surrendering our plans and embracing his. Think of using a GPS while driving. When we rely on it, we reach our destination without getting lost. In the same way, God's word and spirit guides us perfectly when we trust him. Pastor Rick Warren writes, "The more you trust God, the more your life will be transformed. Trust is the bridge to freedom." Let's embrace the new year with faith. As we transition from one year to the next, let's reflect on God's faithfulness with gratitude. Let's renew our commitment to live for his glory. And let's rely on his guidance for every decision and every step. What steps will you take to honour God in the coming year? If you've never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, today is the day to begin. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 assures us, "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Make the decision to follow him into this new year. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your blessing towards each and every one of us. We thank you for the year that's gone, and we look forward to the year ahead. We pray for your blessing upon us. Help us to walk according to your will. Help us to know you. Help us to love you. Help us to worship you in every aspect of our lives. Keep us safe, I pray, dear Lord, and guide us according to your will and purpose for us. May we go into this new year knowing that you have a perfect plan for each and every one of us, and that we can trust you and know you as our Lord, our Saviour, and our friend. Bless us, I pray, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. May you have a happy and blessed new year. God bless.